So we continue in Ais Aleph Amen. We will finish with Amen today, and I guess we could take a quick vote if you guys want to start the next one when we finish, or we want to table that because tomorrow I don't know if we'll be able to finish the whole thing tomorrow. But okay, let's finish Amen first, and then we'll talk. We're on the bottom of page 148, really, I guess top of page 149. The learning today should be as Chosi L'Nishmas, Ardir Chaver, Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Shos v'yaschus for four shleima, v'chayim Moshe Yeshua v'malka, chayim doi ben Rachel, and chana Leah bas shein do Rachel, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Risteka, who are both currently serving. So he's now going to pivot from Amen and talk about, I guess, Lahavdil, but like when you get someone riled up and they start to tell you everything that's bothering them. So he's now going to like pivot and digress from Amen. He was talking about people who don't properly say Shmon Esrei to be able to answer Amen, to talk about another pet peeve of his. He says, V'chein tzarech lizar me'oy, they have to be very careful, Ashliach Tzibur, the chazin, loymar kol tefillah belachash v'chazara, to say the entire Shmon Esrei first quietly, and then to say it out loud, meaning he's picking up on a hechash Shmon Esrei, right? That's what he's picking on. He doesn't like the guys who, he says, V'leikim minagezim mekamis, and not like the minag in many places, that sh'aybet take of shalash v'shaynis b'kol ram. That first they say the first three brachas out loud, Shahar Balachash, and then the rest quietly, basically, which is a Hechesh Shmoneh Esrei. Now, before we cast dispersions on everyone who does this, especially the B'nai HaYeshiva, we'll see that he's going to talk about exceptions, but he's talking about generally speaking when someone does it because they're in a rush. So Shemal Vacha Al Pisoidan Shaldvar Migrahis, besides the fact that in Shemayim, esoterically, there's stuff going on. He's causing defects upstairs in Shemayim, which we don't understand. We don't know what our Shmon Esrei does, and we don't know what Chazar Sashatz does, right? Because the question is, why are we still doing Chazar Sashatz today? Everyone has a sitter and everyone knows how to daven. The whole purpose of it was for the people who don't know how to daven, they listen and the answer Amen and the Yotze. So the question is, why we do it today? And the answer is because even though it's not a din that people need to be Yotze Shmon Esrei, but still there's something going on in Shemayim. So he says, besides the fact that you're messing with that, he says, look at all the amens. Now that we finished talking about the importance of amen, look at all the amens you're causing people to lose. He says, I taka heard a reasonable explanation from some people as to why they say a hechash Shmoneh Esrei. So there's a minyan, and they're trying to get minyan together, and it's hard. And there's not a lot of people in shul. So they're concerned. So he says, now, what happens if there's exactly 10 people? And he knows that two of the people are going to be on their phones the whole time. So he knows they're not answering Amen. So is it better now to not say the full Chazar Sashatz? Why? He says, Shekasav Maran B'Shulchan Aruch. Now, we refer to the Mechaber as the Mechaber, but the Sfaradim call him Maran. So that's why he's using a different Lashon for the Mechaber. But he says, Shekasav Maran B'Shulchan Aruch. Shekarav Liyos B'Chosav Levatala. That if that happens, if you don't have 9 people answering to your brachas of Chazar Sashatz, it's very close to being a bracha levatala. So a guy comes, and he says, listen, there's 9 guys in shul, there's 10 guys in shul plus me. And I know the couple of these guys are on their phones, or a couple of these guys are going to walk out in the middle. And I'm not going to have 9 people answering on me. So is it better that maybe I should skip? I'll do a hechash on esrei, and I won't have bracha levatala, or samach the bracha levatala. He says, that's taka good reason. He says, taka, if you're in that situation, Then let's have a conversation because it's a valid thought. Or he says, I'll give you another reason why it would be appropriate. He says, let's say you start in Mincha and it's right before the Zman, and if you're going to do a full Chazar Sashatz, you're going to finish the Shmon Esrei after the Zman. He says, okay, so then I understand why you want to shorten it. He says, I'll tell you a better Eitzah that satisfies both. The answering of the, we'll see, not really answering the Amen, but basically covers both Chazar Sashatz and the people, and not being Mizalzel. He says, let everyone just say it out loud together. He says, if you're really in that situation, then rather than skipping Chazar Sashatz, let the Shliach Tzibur say it out loud, and let everyone say it quietly along with him. And that way, now he's not, you're not answering the Amen. He says in the bottom that you're still getting the effects of the Shliach Tzibur, of the Chazar Sashatz. You're getting the effects of Chazar Sashatz, even though 9 other people are not listening to you. They're saying it along with you, but you are saying it out loud. You still get all the effects. But he says, okay, but that's, you know, limited situations. Okay, that's specific situations. We have a good reason. And he doesn't say it here, but he adds the reason why Bnei Yeshiva do it is that they are reducing the time of davening in order to maximize the time of learning. Many times after Mincha is Musa Seder. So if you go right from Mincha to Musa Seder, and as a result of shortening Mincha, you have more time to learn, that is another valid reason to do Hakesh Manesri. And that's why Bnei HaYeshiva do it. He says, Avo without this, Bishvil Amihiras, because you're in a rush, Bishvil Hatzina, or it's cold or whatever, you know, you're not feeling it today. He says, Lo Yasu Sheke, don't lie to yourself or do falsehood to yourself, to lose such a good opportunity, and to be mamayeh, the covet of Shemayim. Let's talk about, he says, and see further about the tshuva of the Radvaz. He says, nevertheless, in my own opinion, says the Peleites, it's better to say the full shliach tzivur, even when a minyan has exactly 10 people, to preserve the potential. So it seems like he's saying, even if you're in the situation that we talked about, where you only have the 10 guys and you're worried that they're not going to answer, he says, I still think the benefits outweigh the losses. Okay, so based on the vote, we are going to continue and we're going to start the next piece. We're only going to do a little bit, but we'll finish it this way. We'll be able to finish it tomorrow and start a new topic next week. So he talks now about the idea of brotherhood. He says, how good, how pleasant it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you have brothers living in unity, ba'ava, with love, ba'achva, and friendship, shalom bereyos, peace, and you know, again, friendship. If you have a chiyuv to develop closeness and develop a love to be there for each other in times of trouble, even between two people in Klal Yisrael who you don't even know, okay? So you have a chiyuv to be there for other people in Klal Yisrael, even if it's someone, you know. Let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael now, and you go into a random hospital, and there's a mitzvah there. Now, besides Bikur Cholim, there's a mitzvah there to be there for the soldiers who are injured or the families that are suffering, even though you don't know them. Malachas kama v'kama bein anoshim achim. How much more so between brothers? V'she'ishas achiv ya'azayru. Each person should come to the help of his friend when he needs. Uksiv ach litzari yivaleid. He says, a brother, why do we have brothers? In order that they're there for us in times of suffering. Uksiv, don't hide from your own flesh. Your brother is considered your own flesh and blood. How shameful it is in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people when you have siblings that are fighting. It's embarrassment, it's humiliation, it's a mockery for such brothers, such siblings. And he says, oy for them if they're not going to be there and help each other in their times of stress. If one is wealthy, and the brother is poor, and he doesn't make certain that he has a proper parnasa. That don't be like a corpse, where it's this week's parasha, it's the end of Baal Yisro. So when Miriam says that Moshe acted inappropriately by separating from Tzipora, because she says, I understand, Aaron, me and you are also Nevi'im, and we don't separate from our spouses. So she was punished. Aaron says to Moshe, daven for her, so she shouldn't be like a mace. And he's talking specifically about a sibling. We have to look at it that it's not Miriam that has tzaras. It's our father Amram that has tzaras. And that's the mindset you should have when a person's in stress. You should say, a sibling's in stress, my parents are in stress. Because why? Because when a sibling, when a child is suffering, the parents suffering. So Amram right now has tzaras. So do you care about Amram, even if you don't care about Miriam? And obviously the lesson wasn't for Moshe. Moshe would have davened either way. The lesson is for us. But don't look at it that it's a sibling. Look at it that it's a parent. It's picture in your mind that your parents who are standing in front of you and complaining about the situation, and they're begging you to have mercy on their children. And he says, someone who's not going to have rachmanis in that situation is considered an achzer, he's considered a cruel person. Okay, let's table here and we'll finish this topic in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.